a soul chooses its circumstances. Although earlier we described the ways in which a soul seeking birth can try to select potential parents, the choice of both circumstances is not just up to the future child. Both the parents and the child participate in deciding when and where the child will come into the world. The mentality of two specific parents attracts a certain type of soul, and conversely, a particular type of soul is drawn to certain parents. Keep in mind that karma is quite exacting. For example, if someone robs a bank, it is by karmic arrangement that one particular bank is robbed rather than another. Also, karma dictates who will be in the bank at that particular time. All of these events are being minutely adjusted according to the karma of those involved. So you may ask, do you mean that it was my desire and my attitude that produced this deformed child? Not necessarily. It may be that you need to experience such a situation as a parent for further spiritual growth, or this particular child may require just such a deformity and just such a parent as you in order to progress to the next level of unfoldment. All of these circumstances are exacting, adjusted. In addition to the efforts of the potential parents and child to choose the proper situation for an upcoming birth, there is another factor at work. The soul does not actually arrange for its situation in life directly. Ultimately, higher authorities working on behalf of the Lord create all of the relevant circumstances. These authorities establish physical traits such as our nose, the color of our eyes, the color of our hair, or our body type and environments, such as our siblings, our mother, or our nationality. Working with what we might call the karmic board, they ensure that everything is arranged in proper alignment for the soul taking birth. All these arrangements are part of the experience that the soul has chosen by being attracted to the consciousness of the parents.